wonderful, the awesome, the beautiful, the talented Gabrielle Union in the building.
Yeah.
That is. Hey, all right. So, you know, I'm about to do this thing called Ask Gabby.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. My favorite thing about myself is?
Ooh, my teeth.
Okay, they are pretty.
Two years of braces, headgear, neck gear, and rubber bands.
You had the helmet?
I had the whole operation. And I've been smiling since the 8th grade when I got home.
I had the helmet, too. Yeah, my favorite holiday is?
Halloween, because it's near my birthday.
Okay, cool. My guilty pleasure is?
Hoarders.
I swear. Isn't that nasty?
It's disgusting, but it makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah, mine is First 48.
Oh, that scares me. I don't want to drive anywhere in Miami after watching First 48.
The thing I love to do most on my day off is
sleep.
I know that's right. When I'm leaving an event late at night, I like to snack on
or drink on a Malbec, both. A glass of Malbec.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite snack?
Ooh, candy. Rolos, Twix. Kit Kats, $100,000 bars.
You love chocolate.
Yeah.
Me too.
I do love chocolate.
Reese's miniatures frozen.
And I love chocolate.
Reese's miniatures frozen. Favorite cereal?
Captain Crunch.
With crunch berries or without?
Without.
Oh,
without.
Okay. Damn, man. Come on. You got to step your game up.
The berries are the ones that really dig into the roof of your mouth.
They make but they don't be good unless the rest of your roof textured.
If you want your roof textured.
Yeah.
Roof of your mouth. Textured.
The best advice I was given is?
It's not the end of the world.
Okay. And you would never know that I'm scared of?
Nothing.
Not rodents?
Spiders?
Rats, anything like that?
No.
Roaches?
No.
Dogs?
Snakes?
No.
Lions and tigers and bears?
Roller coasters?
You know what? I'm afraid of failure. I'll say that.
Okay. I
like
that.
Stuff.
That's logical.
Not like stuff. Like not like animals. Stuff like that.
Now, okay.
Now, looking into your eyes, I mean, we see this beautiful woman sitting in front of us. We see you in the movies. We see this, like, you know, you seem to be very civilized. But I can look in your eyes and tell deep down in there, there's like a B-girl, you know, or somebody who just goes home and just listens to ratchet music with one shoe on. Gets it popping. Like, what is that one song that you know from beginning to end that people would be surprised to know that?
Probably Dear Yvette by LL, I Need Love by LL, Dope Man by Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Dope what? Man, please, can I have another hit? The Dope Man.
You
like, I don't give a what? If your girl kneeled down.
What if I played this one right here, though?
Watches on Broadway?
No.
It sounds like.
That does.
Woke up quick. At about noon.
Just thought that I had to be
coming soon. For the day begins.
My mother starts tripping about my friend.
Hey!
Against them human. Girl walks in with a submachine Uzi.
You did not too bad. Not too bad.
Gabrielle,
your memory retention is on point.
That is.
Okay, so
I need some ginkgo biloba because my memory is going.
We're gonna tread lightly here. Isn't that you're always family when you come, and you mentioned that you like chocolate.
I love chocolate.
I love chocolate too. So, what is the toughest part? And it may be an obvious question about being in a celebrity style relationship.
Celebrity style relationship.
I'm just trying, you know, because when I say celebrity style, of course you're a celebrity, but you seem like everyday regular people. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know what it is.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you think you guys may have more outside influences to make you argue more? Does that make you closer, or does that even play
into it? It
doesn't
factor in at all.
What is it like? I've never dated a celebrity. I have no idea.
You know what? For me, it started with not like I want to date a celebrity.
Of course.
It started with I want a man who doesn't borrow my money. I want a man who has his own good credit. And I want a man who can support his own lifestyle.
Did that happen a lot? You date guys that borrow money from you?
Dated brokies. Like, I was like, we could make it. You're going to be something. Come on.
Yes.
And I'm dragging you to your goals. So, I mean, that was like through my marriage.
And you know, that's what men want to. You know, it's like if I go to Western Union one more time to send somebody $30.
Oh, if I have to give you a dollar for, you know, two tacos for a dollar at Taco Bell.
Right.
We have a problem.
Okay.
I mean, and I've been there. I had a committed relationship with Frenchie, the beauty school dropout. Like, me and my friend started calling him Frenchie.
Right. Because
he dropped out of beauty school. And it was beauty school I paid for.
Wow.
So after that, I was like, okay, I can't be your everything. I don't want to be anyone's everything.
Right.
So I just started dating. I was looking for someone who was taller than me,
mm-hmm.
who had good dental, and vision
mm-hmm.
insurance.
Oh, snap.
And, you know.
So how did you meet D-Wade? How did y'all meet?
What happened?
Was it MySpace?
When he says the first time I met him, I didn't know who he was. I thought it was somebody else. And I was like, oh my God, hey. And I was like, oh, I thought you were somebody else. So that's when I first realized he wasn't who I thought it was.
So who started kicking game? Who kicked game?
Oh, it wasn't me. Like, I was involved with
somebody. So what did he say? Like
it wasn't good. That's what I remember. I mean, he was 12, you know what I mean? So it was young dude game, and I was like, I'm okay. And so it took like a year and a half of just kind of randomly communicating that I was finally like, okay, let me give you a chance.
Now let me add, do you really get nervous and tense? Because I know I get nervous when Miami Heat out there playing championship on the line.
Yes, sir.
And you see him out there. Can you look in his face and tell if he's stressed or if you know he got something up his sleeve? Because you know him.
I could tell when he's distracted. That's the thing that stands out most. When he's like, you know, like the kids like who are like,
yeah,
you know,
they, the red little, balloon.
Just
yeah, and
it.
There's like a butterfly goes by and like, I could tell when he gets distracted and he's not as focused. But and that's when I'm like, Come on, three. I see you, three. You got this, three. I can't hold you, three. Like, yeah. And I give him a little, you know, I give him a little encouragement.
He can hear your voice.
Oh, can he hear my voice? Everyone can hear my voice.
Nobody wants to look bad in front of a girl.
Like, there's times when I can see Spo across the court, and he's like, help me out here. Help me out. And I, you know, I kick in. But I also do it for Michael Beasley, who started with the Heat at like 19.
Right.
Like me and my girlfriends threw his 21st birthday party. He's like my baby. So I do it for Bees. You know, if Bron's mom isn't there, I will, you know, come on, six. Ain't nobody fade you, six. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so you, I see you, CB. You know. So it's like, You gotta get rowdy.
Now, we got Gabrielle Union in the studio. Now, with the Christmas season coming up, being in a celebrity couple where you guys, you know, pretty much have like all the resources to do whatever you want to do in the
world.
We
don't get each other anything.
Nothing?
Nothing.
That's, I like that.
Nothing.
I like
what,
that. Do it all year
because
round.
Partly as being head of our households, our extended households, mm-hmm. we have to provide so much for other people that the last thing we're looking for from each other,
that's fair,
is more giving.
That's,
you know,
right.
I mean? We have the gift of a good time every day, so that's enough.
Being Mary awesome. Jane, yeah. Tell all your fans, because we're going to premiere January 7th.
Being Mary Jane premieres Tuesday, January 7th at 10 p.m. East Coast, 9 p.m. Central. It is a good time. It picks up right where I leave off after stealing the sperm. And where do you really go after you steal a man's sperm?
I have first
episode.
I don't know where I'll get some.
So what we need you to do, I need you to call back in that morning. I want
to
really,
go to CPK? I don't know.
I want to make a big deal about it because I really like this show. I mean, I haven't watched no other series or whatever, but I just so happened to be on Twitter and I really liked it. So let's make a big deal about it.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about it again, have you back on. So you call wherever you are, make plans to call in where we can blow this thing up because we need everybody watching this show.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
That is.
We are so grateful for all your listeners who tuned in July and made our show such a huge hit. So
yes.
once again,
the BET series Being Mary Jane premieres January 7th, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you catch it on BET.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gabrielle Union!
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.